Hello, my name is Courtney Morgan, CJ for short. I'm from a small town by the name of Calusa. It's about an hour north of Sacramento. We mostly farm rice, or harvest rice, not really farm rice. And we're pretty well known for it. We have a casino that goes by the name of Calusa Casino. A lot of people have heard of it. It's kind of big now. If you've ever been up in NorCal, or if you ever go to NorCal, go ahead and go visit it. It's pretty fun. My major is biology with an emphasis in cellular and molecular biology. I chose this major because I really want to, you know, find a cure for cancer and AIDS. I know a lot of people say that's kind of cliche, but that's the truth. I also want to work with stem cell research, do a lot of stuff with genetics. That's pretty much what I want to do with my life. So your next question is why I'm taking physics. And truthfully, the only reason I'm taking physics is because it's a requirement for my major. If I had the choice to not take physics, I wouldn't. I took it in high school, and I definitely did not like the class at all. I don't think I'm very good at physics. I kind of try and think deeper than I should when physics is kind of right on the surface. I believe it's easier for guys to do physics because they don't have to think. They don't think very hard. They just kind of take things as they are. Girls kind of tend to think a little deeper about things. So I think that's my philosophy on why physics is hard for girls. I think physics is a lot easier for guys to do. So maybe that's why you're a physics teacher. I don't know. So even though I hate physics, I do believe that it's a major part of our life, and we should understand how we live and why we are the way we are. Physics definitely helps us understand the way things work and why we don't float into outer space while we're stuck on Earth, the way gravity works, the forces on us, the way we can walk from friction. If we didn't have friction, we'd just slide. We wouldn't stay in one spot. The reason we don't just keep sliding around the Earth, we have friction to stop us. It also helps us understand why we can hit a ball like over a fence, why we can get it home run, because it's at a certain angle and with a certain force. If we don't hit it with that force and that angle, it'll just hit middle outfield. I don't know. It also helps us to explain why we are the way we are. And physics is definitely a big part of astronomy, and I love astronomy. So that's another reason why I think physics is important. Okay, so I think the purpose of Tony's problem-solving method is to get us to explain how we came to the conclusion that we did. It helps the student understand the concepts that are being taught, and it also helps us to approach problems systematically. It helps us to explain the way we think, sort of, and it helps us to explain why we think the answer is wrong. Diagrams also help us in describing what the problem looks like. It gives us a visual of how to do the problem or how the problem should look. I just think it's a good way to do it because it helps students visualize the problem and think about the problem instead of just finding mathematical answers. So you asked if I like college. I like college for the most part. The part I don't like about college are some of the people are rude and fake and inconsiderate of other people's feelings. But, you know, that's only one aspect. It's probably only 10% of college. So the rest of it is good. Meeting new people, learning from knowledgeable teachers and professors and doctors, and just getting a whole bunch of experience in the classroom and outside of the classroom. You definitely, in college, is definitely the time when you should learn who you are, figure out what you want to do with your life, who you want to be, the type of person you want to be, who you want to be friends with. And San Diego State is definitely a place to do that, I think. So the last question is what I expect from college. It's really hard to tell you what I expect from college. I guess I expect to meet the best friends of my life here, to have the best experiences of my life here, to learn all that I can learn, and to be able to become, I guess, the best person I can be. That's kind of a cliche too, but it's okay. I believe that college should teach me how to become what I want to be in life. It should make me knowledgeable in my field of study, and it should make me knowledgeable in life. I should experience things that change and mold me into who I am going to be in 10 years from now. It should be the best experiences of my life and probably the worst experiences of my life. But all in all, it should be a great experience. So that's what I expect from college.